Do you remember when was the last time our daughter called us from college? Asks the wife. I don't remember, I'm sorry, says the husband. I need to look at the date in the checkbook. Children remind themselves about their parents when they need something. Parents are used to it, but we all know how happy a mom or a dad to get a call from their children when they're just calling them to talk. And when their children call them in order to thank them for everything they have done, this is already a celebration beyond imaginable. Parents educate their children to appreciate what they do, not because they want to earn for themselves more thank yous, but because they want their children to grow up to be grateful. A good son or a good daughter will call or visit their parents not only when they need something, but also in order to keep in touch and to make sure that their parents will feel appreciated. A very good son or a very good daughter will also be talking to their own children about their parents, so their own children will be grateful to their parents as well, just like they are. We are called God's children. Well, some children have forgotten about their Heavenly Father. Some remind themselves about him only a couple of times a year on holidays. Many turn to him whenever they need something. But there are also those who regularly come to thank him. And there are those who also call on others to express their gratitude to him. When a person leaves this world, his children want to pray for him, and this is wonderful. They should be doing it. We pray for the soul of the deceased, but we again end up coming to our heavenly daddy just to be asking for things. There is a much more effective way of helping our deceased parents. The main thing that is counted in heaven is what a person has left behind him. If this world has become better after him because of something he has done, our children is probably the main thing what we leave behind ourselves. There in heaven, they want to know how we raised them. Have we raised children who only remember someone when they need something from him? This is why, after the death of our parents, we come to a synagogue to say Kaddish. People wonder. Kaddish has no mention of the name of the deceased. The entire text of Kaddish is simply praising God and thanking him. And this is it. There's not a word about what we ask for the soul of the deceased. Why are we saying it? That is the whole point. By reciting Kaddish, we are doing more for our parents than what any prayers would have achieved. We demonstrate that our parents left behind themselves a child who comes to God not only when he needs something. We, their children, come to God to thank him because he gave us this world, because he gave us our lives, and because he gave us those in memory of whom we recite this Kaddish. And even more than that, according to the Jewish law, Kaddish can be read only in the presence of minyan. At least nine Jewish men should hear this Kaddish and answer Amen. This way they are taking part in this Thanksgiving. This is because the main idea of Kaddish is not only that you say thank you to God but that you also encourage others, a whole community of yours, to do so. According to the Torah, the minimum size of a community is 10 people. After a person's parents pass away, he is demonstrating to God that his parents left behind a child who comes to a synagogue, not only when he needs to ask God for something, but also just to express his gratitude. Moreover, he is encouraging others to do the same. That means influencing the people around him. This is the greatest merit for our departed parents, and it helps them more than anything else. Please remind those friends of yours who have lost a loved one to say Kaddish after him for 11 months, and then on every Yortzeit, anniversary of passing.